Houston, Apollo 15.
Roger, 15, go.
Roger, do you have any best guess on MCC-5 yet, whether or not we'll have one?
Stand by, it's not going to be very large.
Well, the question is whether or not we have to prepare for it. And we have another request. We'd like to reschedule the UB photos presently scheduled for 2:39:10 to some other time. Primarily because of the stowage in here. We've got most of the UB equipment already stowed beneath the rocks and prepped for the EVA. And to go in and go out of the stowage container takes a fair amount of time. And we'd like to reschedule that if it's possible.
Roger, assume you mean after the EVA.
Roger.
Okay, stand by.
This is a crowded fella up here.
You guys shouldn't have brought so many rocks back.
Well, I guess every once in a while we wonder. But we don't wonder very long.
Okay, Davey, first of all, no problem. We can delay those UV photos until after the EVA. Second, right now, mid-course 5 looks like 2 feet per second, and we do want to do it. Over.
Okay, thank you. That's a couple of quick answers. Appreciate it. That will help us in our planning.
Okay, that is only a preliminary estimate on that mid-course 5, though.
That's okay. That tells us the difference between SPS and RCS kind of birds.
Oh, Rog. Pad 15, Houston, one more thing if it's convenient.
Yeah, stand by, I'm almost FAO.
Go ahead, Bob.
Okay, at your convenience, we'd like to verify or check the primary accumulator fill valve on until the primary accumulator quantity, that's for the glycol loop, is up to 50 to 55%. This is the result of a review of the EVA checklist from tomorrow. It assumes that this has already been checked and that we're at the 50 to 55% level. So we'd like this checked. You could do it tonight when you're getting ready for sleep or something.
Okay, we'll do it right now. Planning ahead.
Happy.